Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you can join, and you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And you can do that by, again, going to discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? It is a chat server that is available to you 24 hours a day. And it makes it really easy to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're in there pretty much around the clock. You can also voice chat with them as well. Sometimes they're in the voice chat rooms, but usually they're in the text chat areas. And as I said, during our live show, we've got open phone lines there that sound way better than regular phone lines. So join us over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. In the first hour of the program, we talked about Mark Zuckerberg and a speech that he gave recently out at Georgetown University, where he made it sound like they're trying to change the rules at Facebook to be more freedom of speech friendly. But, of course, we're only going to really know what happens when they actually make the changes, if they make any changes. It could just have been, just for image, and only time is going to tell in that area. But, Vincent, you had a Mark Zuckerberg-related story tonight as well.
Just to add to what you were saying, image, and also some people, like, I'm not a legal expert, but some people are saying that Facebook faced risks from, like, lawsuits because by letting only one political side of a political spectrum advertise and not the other, that could be viewed as a like-kind contribution.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, their censorship places them in danger of being treated as a publisher under the law, because publishers decide what they publish. Platforms mm-hmm. just provide a forum for you to publish. So if you're a platform, you're not liable for things like criminal slander, civil slander, mm-hmm. libel, all of the various speech laws. So literally, Facebook is at risk of being held responsible for every mean thing that anybody says on Facebook legally, as if they were a newspaper and publishing it as a story. That would be the end of Facebook.
And we've discussed on Free Talk Live before the fact that Facebook would alternatively refer to itself as a platform or a publisher, whichever was more convenient in their argument.
Right, and they made the argument in court that they were a platform or a publisher based on, I can't remember who was suing them or why. But a lot of people saw that as them walking into a legal trap.
And I don't mean to be keep derailing from the discussion, but this is that is where people who actually cared about freedom and freedom of speech, that's where they could get from that, right? Because they're having protections of a platform versus a publisher. So whenever mm-hmm. there's a people who demand that the government break it up or the government turn Facebook into a utility, that's just, for me, I mean, that's all just as malicious, and that's another
terrible idea.
It's just mm-hmm. working together to implement tyranny.
Well, there are people like Chris Cantwell, who were advocating that Facebook should be government regulated, that because Facebook was favoring one side of politics over another side, that he was calling for the government to come in and make it fair for everybody, make it this sort of unbiased platform where anybody who wants to can post on it, it should be like, the town square, essentially, or the town common. And I can't disagree more with that. I think Facebook should be able to restrict whatever speech that they want to. It's their platform, and they should be able to set the rules about who gets to access that platform. Whether they're calling it a publisher or a platform, to me, is immaterial. They should be able to set their own rules. And if you don't like it, stop posting there. Go somewhere else. Start your own Mastodon server. Go to somebody else's Mastodon server.
Yeah. The problem is you can go to Mastodon, but you're going to be talking to yourself.
You're not owed an audience.
No, you're not.
They built that. It's theirs, not yours.
Obama and Elizabeth Warren, Ian, they taught me that even though it might have been their idea, they had used labor that's been paid for by taxpayer dollars to educate them. So, in fact, you did not build that business. Mm. But I just want to say that it's not like also Alex Jones is demanding an Internet Bill of Rights and such. But, I mean, it's like, for me, and I understand your position that whatever website, you know, whoever owns it should be able to publish whatever
Absolutely.
They want. But in this case, I mean, it's a sense of justice where Facebook is behaving as if they're above the law, right? Because if on, you know, Freekeen, you were calling yourself a platform, and Freekeen.com was calling itself a platform, but was behaving as a publisher, you would get struck down by the government, right? The small people. But because Facebook is this gigantic company with all the billions of dollars in lobbying and everything, they think that they're above the law, and that's absolutely not right.
Look, I don't know where this definition of the platform versus the publisher thing came from. I'd never even heard of it prior to this whole Facebook controversy. Who is to tell me that I shouldn't be able to just have a platform that's only for libertarians? Why shouldn't I be able to do that? You're not a libertarian? You're not allowed on my platform. You're not libertarian enough? You're not allowed on my platform.
Yeah, but they're still getting they receive the legal protections of claiming to be a platform, but while we're behaving as a publisher. So,
what are the legal protections?
Well, if someone uploads, like, say child pornography to a platform, then the owners of a platform won't be liable just because they're hosting it. They would obviously have to remove it compared to a publisher, right? A publisher, if someone, you know, they would allow people to, you know, people that they agree with to publish.
But even publishers have platforms, right? So on the Freekeen blog, which I am a blogger at, and as are you, nobody.
Freekeen is a publisher, not a platform.
But there's a comment section that's open to anyone to comment. Isn't that a platform?
You know, that's actually funny. I think that one would think that should operate based on the rules of a platform, because certainly that's not something that you're publishing, whereas the original post is something that you or somebody authorized by you is publishing.
I'm pretty hands-off with comments,
yeah.
But other places are not hands-off. They're highly moderated when it comes to comments. So, you know, look, the rules are what they are, and anybody should be able to set whatever rules they want to for access to whether it's their platform or they're a publisher or whatever. And the fact that Chris Cantwell and other people like him want to see the government get involved is a very, very scary idea indeed, because basically what that is saying is, we want the government to come in and audit people's code. We want the government to be able to have the power to come in and say, well, Facebook, we've heard your algorithm isn't fair, because you were mentioning this earlier tonight, nobody, and I agree with you. It's probably not fair at all in the way that it decides things, but it doesn't have to be. It's their algorithm. They should be able to have it be as biased as they want it to be, and if the government gets to come in there and then decide, well, now you have opened up the Pandora's box. Because up until now, for the most part, and nobody, you know this as a programmer, code has been pretty sacred as far as free speech is concerned. You can write pretty much any kind of program that you want to, as long as it's not being used to, you know, like a hacking kind of program to violate other people's property rights. But, you know, as far as whatever your program is for the website you're running or the business that you have, you don't have to ask anyone's permission for it to exist. You just code the thing, and you put it out there, you compile it, and people run it. Yeah. Right? There's no government code agency looking over your shoulder. You don't have to submit your code to some bureaucracy first to make sure it gets their seal of approval before you can release it. And if that's what happens with Facebook or any of these other platforms, is the government comes in there and says, oh, well, we want to see how your algorithms work, whether or not they're being fair or not, and then they have to approve it, you've just ended any kind of freedom to code. Because that's the camel's nose under the tent, and they're going to be able to go from there and approve
everything.
Although there
is a difference between writing code and running code. You know, you can write and publish just about any code you want to, but if you then use that code to set up, say, you could take Imagine you took WordPress and you set up a darknet market that just ran on WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though the WordPress would still be legal,
yep.
but your actions while running it would be illegal.
Understood. But do you understand that it's a huge problem to have the government auditing code? Like, that's a scary situation. And that's what people like Cantwell are calling for when they say they want the government to enforce these sites to treat people equally. That's very scary stuff. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market. Put certainty back in your investing future and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want to talk about here. Free speech the internet. It's becoming an issue. And the internet was supposed to be a place for free speech. And it just doesn't have that same feeling in a lot of ways anymore on platforms like YouTube, for instance, where certain videos just aren't allowed at all. Others are demonetized and or partially demonetized. And then there's, you know, the CNN-style videos that are actually promoted.
Oh, it is so disgusting. You could type in any video, like my video, Free Talk Live's video, and anyone who's not mainstream, right? You could type in the exact verbatim
the title,
and you would get 20 videos of CNN, MSNBC,
really?
Yeah, Fox News, Vox, Vice, all of it. And it is just so disgusting. The fact that people aren't, you know, rioting in the streets because, well, metaphorically, politically, rioting in the streets over this, it just shows how domesticated people have become, because it is so infuriating that I have to go to find the actual video that's relevant. I have to go through 3 pages of mainstream media crap. And it's like, a lot of the times, the actual video I'm looking for has, like, millions of views, but the first 2 pages, the average view count is like less than 10,000 for like CNN, MSNBC. It's it's just so blatantly obvious. I mean, Google is evil.
Their toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So you were, Vincent, you had a story about Zuckerberg and privacy. I don't know if we even really got into that.
No, it's this is from futurism.com. It was published yesterday. Its new privacy bill could send Mark Zuckerberg to jail. And I'll begin. On Thursday, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden unveiled the official version of a privacy bill designed to protect Americans' data and punish anyone who deceptively exploits it.
This is just what we need. The government to come in and help us with privacy. The very same people who run the NSA.
Well, they're also the people who keep us from lynching Zuckerberg if he steps too far out of line.
Even the CEOs.
Zuckerberg is not the problem. I mean, if anybody deserves to be lynched, it's the politicians, not people running tech companies.
It's like they become so symbiotic, these gigantic mega corporations, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, K Street, and the government, that we don't really know who's actually pulling the strings here. Like you said, the government runs the NSA, but with all the domestic intelligence coup against President Trump, part of me would say maybe the NSA, because they have all this data with old PRISM and everything, what Edward Snowden came out, maybe the NSA and the Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, to a certain extent, they run the government. There's, you know, the shadow government, what people call the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know about all that. I think the deep state is basically just a way to distract people from what the government actually does, this sort of fantasy idea that, and people like Alex Jones have taken up this concept. The idea of this deep state is, well, there's all these good people in the government, but then there's these bad deep staters over here, and we got to put a stop to them.
Well, I mean, that's the QAnon.
So much. The thing about the deep state is, basically, you have intelligence agencies that are trained. They cut their teeth overthrowing foreign governments, controlling public opinion in foreign countries, and to say that there is no deep state is to say that these people are all so ethical that they never ever use those skills against us. Now, that's ethical from that point of view. So the thing is, that there are spooks who make their business changing the results of elections in foreign countries, then why would we think that they're not doing everything in their power to do the same thing to us that they would do to the Russians or the Chinese?
That's just the government. That's just the state.
It's
not a deep state. It's just the state.
Part of it that most people don't know it's not there. It's there. I know it's there. You know it's there. But most people don't believe this is going on.
That's not what people are talking about. I've seen the clips that you've played on your show, Questioning Authority, Vincent, where you've played Alex Jones. You've played, I think, Sean Hannity.
Well, I'm not going all Alex Jones.
George Norrie.
But that's the thing. These people who are talking about the deep state, the way they talk about it is as though, oh, well, there's just the bad parts of government. We can put good people in government and make them go away. And it's that's not true.
The existence of the deep state, is inherent in
the government,
in the fact of the state.
Correct.
Somebody's going to take it over.
So, I mean, Ian, I agree with you in that sense, but there's multiple factions. There's different factions fighting against each other. Like the deep state that, you know, Sean Hannity and Alex Jones talk about, that's primarily domestic intelligence, some neocon Republicans like John McCain and Mitt Romney, primarily the Democrats. But then backing Trump, and this is what I discussed in Questioning Authority's episode, Trump's right-wing takeover plan, Trump has, and Alex Jones, and you have a whole Trump media apparatus, they have a backing of the military and military intelligence. Mm-hmm. So just because I'm speaking out against, you know, the deep state, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm endorsing the Trump side or just the regular mundane government.
I know you're not. I'm talking about the way this deep state thing is referred to by other people who aren't, you know, libertarian.
The conclusion
to draw then is that the deep state does exist because logically it almost has to. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody who talks about it is correct in everything they say about it, which is also absolutely true.
Right, and nor does it mean that the non-deep state is somehow a good thing.
No, absolutely not.
That's the deep
state is there. A lot of the purpose of the deep state is to convince us not to overthrow the rest of the state.
They have to
manipulate the media to do that. You know, when you think about, we all know that the network media is being manipulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
The part of the government that does that would be the deep state. Okay, the part of the government that let the broadcasting corporations go on so-called obscenity violations, if and only if they would put anti-drug propaganda in their programming and not tell anybody, that was the deep state.
Is that a real story?
Huh?
Did that really happen?
Yeah, that really happened.
I'll
have to find a citation on it.
I mean, it's what they call continuity of government, in the sense that it was the continuity. I believe COG was initiated after 9/11, and it's basically like the British call it a shadow parliament, where you have a group of unelected people who, like John was this former CIA director John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, all these people that Sean Hannity obsessively talks about every night on Fox News, who make sure that Trump's faction, who was legitimately elected, for better or for worse, doesn't change whatever globalist agenda that Obama and the Democrats put in. That doesn't necessarily mean what Trump is doing is right. I'm just saying that it's an anti-democratic faction of a government, that they try to overturn a duly elected president. You know, whether you like him or not, that's what they're trying to do.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Regardless of what people like Hannity and these others say, it doesn't matter who you elect. You know, the deep state isn't going to go away. You cannot elect good people and make them rout out the deep state. The state itself is corruption. The state itself is violence.
They can't go away by elections.
The state itself is evil, and no number of elections is going to save that. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will nominate Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brulette as the new Secretary of Energy. Trump tweeted that Brulette's experience in the energy sector is unparalleled. President Trump also thanked outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry, who plans to exit at the end of the year. Also at the White House on Friday, President Trump talking to reporters about a possible trade deal with China.
We're working with China very well. We've done, subject to getting it signed, and I think it will get signed quite easily, hopefully by the summit in Chile, where President Xi and I will both be.
The president says he hopes to have a trade deal done with China within the month. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 255 points to close the week at 26,770. The S&P lost 11 to close at 29.86. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Coming up, Vincent's going to tell us about Tulsi Gabbard calling out Hillary Clinton. Normally, I don't, you know, find politicians to be particularly interesting, but this Gabbard lady seems to be doing some interesting stuff.
She dropped some truth.
Yeah.
She's my Democratic wafu.
All right, so we'll get into that on the way here. Also, liberty-minded folks have been turning towards liberty.menu as a great platform only for libertarians. Where you can go and put up whatever thing that you do. Maybe you've got a business. You want more freedom-oriented people to be your customers. Maybe you've got an event you want to promote. Perhaps you're a digital content provider and you want more people to pay attention to the audio or the video that you're putting out there. You can put a listing up, or more than one of them, for free at liberty.menu. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if that describes you, then you really ought to be over at liberty.menu. And yes, you can use code FTL on your user profile and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu as we continue here. Vincent, where were we with this story about Zuckerberg?
So,
I don't even know what it was about.
We didn't even get past the first paragraph.
Yeah,
it's not too long of an article. So it does get into the three main points of the legislation. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden unveiled the official version of a privacy bill.
Oh, that's right. The government's going to protect your privacy.
Yes. So it comes into a quote here. Quote, Mark Zuckerberg won't take Americans' privacy seriously unless he feels personal consequences, Wyden said in the bill's announcement. A slap on the wrist from the FTC won't do the job. So under my bill, he'd face jail time for lying to the government. Wyden shared the full text of his bluntly named Mind Your Own Business Act, but summed up its core points in the announcement. Quote, it is based on three basic...
Just the idea of having a piece of legislation called the Mind Your Own Business Act is like the height of hypocrisy.
Of course. It is based on three basic ideas, Wyden explained. Consumers must be able to control their own private information. Companies must provide vastly more transparency about how they use and share our data. And corporate executives need to be held personally responsible when they lie about protecting our personal information. So, I mean, I'll say, hey, that's a good start. When's he going to... introduce a bill that holds politicians
responsible for lying.
Oh, absolutely.
Never. That's when.
And last paragraph here is, in recent years, lawmakers from across the political spectrum have been verbally cracking down on...
Verbally cracking down. That guy's been smoking some verbal crack.
Uh-huh. On the tech industry in general, and Facebook in particular, for regularly exploiting and mishandling users' data. Whether all that talk leads to action remains to be seen. But if Wyden's bill does become law, Facebook and its ilk will need to rethink how they approach data privacy or risk seeing their leaders behind bars.
Well, look what happened in Europe, where they passed some stupid legislation about privacy. Now every
and all
damn
I got
website,
is a stupid pop-up.
Yeah, every damn website now with this GDPR is what it's called, compliance, and it's a pop-up on every site letting you know, hey, we've got cookies here. Here's a description of what a cookie is. Make sure you click this button so you can actually get to the content you want to get to. So now every site, the first time you go to it, requires an extra click. It's just a huge time waste.
Yeah,
everybody.
You should be able to set a cookie in your browser that's like, screw your cookies.
Uh-huh.
And if you have that cookie set, you won't see that. It's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's become a huge...
Shut up, baby. I know.
Huge hassle. I was just looking at new WordPress themes over the last couple of days, and some of them were advertising that they are GDPR compliant. And I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that on my website. Can I turn that off?
Right.
I'm not going to be GDPR compliant because I don't care.
If you can't turn it off, I'll hack it out of there for you. Yeah, it's open source.
Sure.
So I just want to bring up, this is another point. I watched the Democratic debate, all 3 hours of it on, I believe, yeah, Tuesday.
Jesus.
And, yeah, I know, I have no life, but...
That's gotta hurt.
So Andrew...
I watched the 6 minutes of Tulsi Gabbard. That was the interesting part.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang, part of his policy, he has a long thing on his website. I'll just read the quote here. He said that you should get a check in the mail from Facebook, Amazon, and Google for your data. So he believes that... Since all these big tech companies are
selling partners,
yeah, that people ought to have a he calls his $1,000 a month for freedom dividend. I forget exactly what
he
called it.
Is this another $1,000 on top of the minimum guaranteed income?
No, but he calls it data check.
Or is
in the
he
mail.
Talking about taxing the tech companies to pay for the? The $2,000 thing is a big coincidence. I wonder if there's a connection.
Well, you think your data is worth to them? I mean, it does bring up an interesting question of...
Well, if you want to take an average, find the annual revenues of Facebook and divide it by the number of users.
Okay. So he said, according to Yang, this is from CNBC.com, companies should first be required to have customers opt in to data collection with a, quote, clear and easy-to-understand statement about what is being collected and how it is going to be used. Those who do opt in and share personal data with companies should then, quote, receive a share of the economic value generated from your data.
Wow. I don't agree.
Wow, yeah, that sounds like some crazy talk to me, because basically in order to do that, what you're doing is you're distributing the revenue of Facebook, and that makes... You're nationalizing Facebook if you do that. You're saying we're going to distribute your profits to somebody else.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, from a Bane point of view, I could understand
a Bane
why...
Bane point of view?
A Bane?
Is this a character in Dark
from
Knight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're being exploited by the rich and these powerful big tech companies, and now Andrew Yang wants to give back some of that wealth to you, the people. And so this actually might happen in California, because I have here continue. In his State of the State address in February, California Governor Gavin Newsom said customers should be compensated for use of their data. And I'll just read the quote here. I've asked my team to develop a proposal for a new data dividend for Californians because we recognize that your data has value and it belongs to you.
Well, not if you give it up. But, I mean, you know, if companies wanted to offer this on their own, you know, then
they would never do that.
Well, I mean, once upon a time...
Well, I mean, you could build a business model where you are doing exactly what Facebook does with data and distributing, say, 50% of the profit to the user base.
Well, but remember, why would they do that when they could just trick people into, you know...
Why would they do it? Because it would be a reason to switch to your platform instead of Facebook, which does exactly the same thing and doesn't pay you for it.
Wasn't there some alternative to Facebook that was trying to do something like that recently, within the last year or some month?
There's a collection of them.
Didn't Minds do something like that, or am I thinking of Steemit?
I don't know what they all are, but Steemit's a blockchain-based thing, so that's different.
Yeah.
I remember there were some people who were, like, sharing links to this other platform saying, come on over here and join this other platform, you'll get paid. And, of course, I remember, I've been around the internet long enough to remember some of the other schemes, like, remember All Advantage back in the late, I think that's what it was called, back in the late 90s, they had this sort of scheme where if you looked at advertising, you'd earn pennies, basically, and so you'd, the more advertising that you looked at, you'd earn more, and then they'd pay you, and then you got paid, basically, on downline, so you could sign people up underneath you, and so there was just this money scheme, basically, that did work for some amount of time. Like, some people did get paid to look at advertising on the internet. The company ended up folding.
Right.
But, you know,
well, of course, the problem with that is nobody's going to take action based on an ad that they were paid to look at.
Right.
That's going to be a very rare thing. So my guess is at some point in that process, the people paying for the advertising are getting defrauded.
Well, either
so
that or
for example,
just not getting good
they're
results.
they're paying Facebook for the advertising, but then Facebook is reaching out to this company and saying, hey, come look at all these ads for us so we can rack up more advertising sales. I don't think Facebook itself is doing that. It has different scams, but...
All right, so the government, California, you've got a national level, both these politicians, this Yang, this Wyden, proposing the idea that people should get paid for their data, and on its face, it's attractive, right? Mm-hmm. People who, feel like Facebook is the bad guy and haven't figured out that it's actually the state and the government that's the bad guy, that they're the real problem. Facebook, you can ignore. If you want to ignore Facebook... You can ignore Facebook. If you ignore the government, at some point they're going to come with men with guns to steal you from your home, put you in a cage, take your cars, take your bank accounts, and destroy your life. Facebook, right. As bad as it is, has never done that to anyone.
Well, except that Facebook, by its policies, is doing everything it can to keep the power in the hands of the people who are doing it by propping up established political parties, by propping up a corrupt mainstream media, by preventing people
from
dipping.
This is Free Talk Live.
Yep, so just at this point, our network hasn't come in with the ads, so at this point we may or may not actually still be on the air. It's not clear.
Isn't that special?
We can continue to vamp here because there's nothing playing, but I wouldn't expect that anything that you say to actually go out on the radio at this point. It may only be our internet audience that is hearing this part.
A surprise after show, or a during show.
An alternate show. During the show.
Does that mean we can lay aside the FCC thing for the next...
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do
that.
No,
because
either.
There is still the chance that there's something drastically wrong happening at the network side where their ads just have... Like, maybe they're at the computer that plays the ads blew up, basically.
Cable Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95. plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You join us here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Vincent.
And also want to make sure you know about AnyPay. It is the way for you if you have a business that you want to accept cryptocurrency. AnyPay can help you. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to easily get started accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, and Bitcoin Cash. It is so easy. It is, like, shockingly easy how they've made this. You just go over there and just walk right through the steps over at helpmetakebitcoin.com, which could include setting up your own wallet. Maybe you don't even have that part done yet. Well, they make it super easy to do that at helpmetakebitcoin.com, and then setting up the AnyPay app, which is available for both iOS and Android devices. Plus, there's also a web browser version as well. Once again, it's helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got Dave. He's in Colorado. Coming up, Tulsi Gabbard calls out Hillary Clinton. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Well, remember when I called the other day and we were talking about YouTube censorship?
Yeah. I mean, that's been a topic that's come up, and in fact, we talked about it a little bit here tonight.
I wasn't on that night, so could you recap?
Well, basically, my channel just, suffered a big drop in hits around, March of 2019. I'd had trouble figuring out why that was, started to use, you guys recommended that I started using library.com as an alternative.
It's lbry.com, just for listeners that aren't clear on that.
Yeah, I did start doing that. I got their app, and they automatically dubbed like 1,000 of my most recent videos over to their channel.
Nice.
And they paid me $50 in cryptocurrency for letting them do that and everything, and giving them permission to do that. A person with my size channel, which is about 35,000 subscribers, gets about that much money.
No, that's right. They pay by the number of subscribers, right? The payout that you get has to do with how many people are subscribed.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's gone well. It's been helpful.
Good. For listeners that aren't familiar, Library, we've had the founder of Library on the air with us before, Jeremy Kaufman. He's actually a Free Stater that lives in Manchester. Great guy, and Library is a great platform. It's LBRY.com. They are a video storage, decentralized video storage platform that's sort of blockchain-based. And, you know, without getting into any of the more technical side of things, they've been around for a few years now. They've got their own cryptocurrency, and I'm a fan. I like a lot of what they've done. They've done a great job at protecting content from censorship online. So if you care about that stuff, if you care about that stuff, like if you really care, then you should be running the Library client. You should be supporting your favorite, you know, channels on that platform if they're there. And if they're not there, you ought to contact them and say, hey, how come you're not on Library yet? If you're only on YouTube, your content's at risk. You could have your entire channel shut down. And if you don't have backups of all those videos, they're gone.
Yep. I want to get the Obscured Truth Network on there, actually.
Yeah,
I
great
just
idea.
Thought of that because, you know, they did a lot of my 420 rally footage.
Talk to Sam.
The sooner you get on it, the more of your content is protected. Because, like I said, they'll only go back 1,000 videos at this point. So, right, but they're going forward forever, as far as I can tell. They're automatically re-uploading everything I put on YouTube, I think.
Correct.
However, that was what I discovered as I was poking around and figuring out what was going on. What I think may have reduced my hits back in February was that YouTube apparently stopped people from being able to automatically upload links to their videos on Twitter.
What does that mean to automatically upload links?
So I had Twitter, and this is what was so awesome about Twitter. For 10 years, they loyally took every Ritlio that I uploaded, and they posted automatically a link on my Twitter channel to that video. I never had to log into Twitter, much of anything. Yep. And they would just automatically posted 3,600, or however many videos it was, 3,600 links, I guess, to my videos. And even though I only have about 800 Twitter followers, that may have been the reason why I took that cut and hit. And they did it. YouTube did it to everyone that was using, you know, Twitter YouTube linkage.
So you're saying YouTube broke the linkage between Twitter and YouTube to stop people from linking to YouTube videos? That seems crazy.
Well, they stopped tweeting out YouTube videos automatically when they were uploading.
Just to clarify, was it a YouTube feature that allowed this, or was it a Twitter feature that monitored your YouTube channel and auto-tweeted new videos?
I don't know how it worked exactly, but YouTube, I think, was the one that cut it off as part of their campaign to alienate more and more people.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would they want to do that? I mean, presumably they would want people to post links to their videos to drive traffic to YouTube. So, I mean, what is your speculation as to why they would do that?
Well, it's not my speculation, but the article I read was speculating that YouTube may think that the traffic will be better to YouTube if people post the YouTube links manually with some sort of comment.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's true. It's definitely true. If you comment on something, people are more likely to take an interest in it. I will say this.
They could have solved that problem by just adding a Twitter comment blank to the upload screen so they could just, if they want to comment on your Twitter, put one there.
Well, okay, so the good news is that there is a workaround, Dave, and I would recommend you check out ifttt.com. It stands for If This, Then That. And on that site, it allows you to take various different sites like Twitter and YouTube and link them together without their knowledge, basically. IFTTT can monitor things like a YouTube channel, a Twitch channel, your Twitter, all these things, or your blog posts or whatever, an RSS feed. And basically you say, if this, so in this case you would be creating one, if this being YouTube channel new video. If there's a new video on the Ridley Report YouTube channel, then that. And then you give it the that command where you say, okay, well, then that means I want you to post to Twitter. And you can have it do more than one thing, too. You could have it post to Mastodon. You could have it post to your Facebook, although Facebook also is one of those companies that keeps trying to break these links, the linkage. So Facebook has, for instance, broken how their system works or changed how their system works to where IFTTT then has to figure out the new code, and they've got to rewrite everything and make it so it starts working again. can. But for the most part, IFTTT does a really good job of this. And it can be even anything so far as like triggering on emails and sending emails. Like they've got dozens of different options in there. It's an amazing site. Obviously, if they go down and go out of business, it's going to be a problem. But for now, they're pretty useful.
Yeah, I
hey,
love
Rich. Rich, what? By the way, I was about to change the subject. There's a rich subject, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you for running for governor. I called the Manchester the Talk Radio show yesterday to tell them about your run for governor.
Oh, which talk radio show?
Oh, I called WMNH in Manchester.
Okay, fantastic.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for doing that. That makes, you know, having that kind of thing happen makes a huge difference.
Had they heard about it already? When you
they were not familiar with that or with the mayoral run.
Ah, okay. Okay, because it did get some coverage in the Union Leader, which is the Manchester newspaper. They not only announced your mayoral run, Nobody, because you called him Rich, Dave, but as you know, he's changed his name to Nobody. They announced the mayoral campaign. They also, just this week, had an article about you running for governor. And
nice.
I did check the newspaper on that day, and I couldn't find it in print, but it definitely ran online, and it was on the front. It was viewable from the front page. You had to scroll down a ways, so it wasn't the top story or anything like that, but they definitely ran it. And they endorsed you for mayor.
So yeah, that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, so they haven't endorsed him for governor yet, but, you know, it's pretty early. You know, at this point, the gubernatorial candidates in New Hampshire can only verbally declare. They cannot actually go and file with the state, not until June, I think, of this.
I think it's so far it's, what, Sununu for re-election, Tom Feltz, or
who's
Feltz?
That?
What, he's a Democrat.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the Democrat. Dan, I think, is his name. Dan Feltz.
Dan Feltz, yeah. Sorry, excuse me.
But, yeah, the Wikipedia article only shows two declared candidates for the Republican side, and that's the incumbent, and you, Nobody.
Yay!
So, hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You can go to RidleyReport.com. You can check out more of his work there. And our toll-free number for you, if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, we'll get into the Tulsi Gabbard story, Vincent, that you wanted to share, where she's calling out Hillary Clinton. And in the same way, you're going to be calling out the current governor, Nobody, of New Hampshire for being bad on certain issues like cannabis, for instance.
Well, he's mixed on cannabis.
True, he did do decrim.
He did some of the right thing, but it's not enough.
Indeed. And so we got more on the way here. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true. And it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.